I remember one time when I was a teenager, I was in a Christian youth group, and the youth leader asked us, this was like these churches, don't go to a liberal church. It's just stupid. But, you know, we were going to some liberal NIV church when I was a teenager, and the youth group was so stupid. Like just they didn't teach the Bible. It was just all this weird, I don't even know what it was. But anyway, we're in this Sunday school class. Just imagine like a teenage Sunday school class youth group. And this was like the discussion of the day in the Sunday school was like, would you rather like just have grown up as a Christian, like born and raised Christian, grown up in church and just stayed, you know, or would you rather have lived like this really like grown up as a heathen and lived this really worldly, sinful life and then come to Christ later in life because then you'd have this powerful testimony. You know, about how God cleaned you up and, you know, brought you out of this horrible life of sin. And I kid you not, I was the only person in the youth group that said I would rather be born and raised a Christian and live a Christian life the whole time. And you know what? I'm sorry, but that just shows that everyone else was being foolish. Why would anyone say, oh, it's better to grow up heathen. It's better to, because you have this powerful testimony. You know, last time I checked, the gospel of Jesus Christ was the power of God unto salvation, not your testimony. Amen. Last time I checked, the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. The Bible says the preaching of the cross is to us that are saved. It's the power of God. The cross, the death, the burial, and resurrection. It's about Jesus. It's not about you. It's like, oh, man, I was snorting so much cocaine, and I was in jail, and I was in prison, and I held the gun to my mouth every single day to blow my own brains out. I was so miserable. And then God reached down and saved a poor, wretched, vile, lost soul like me. Folks, that's not what it's about, my friend. You know what it's about? It's about God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know, when I go out soul winning door to door, I don't tell people my life story. I tell people Jesus' life story. Okay? Now look, I understand that if you have lived a very sinful life, that God could use you to reach other people who are in that same life. Because God can take that which was meant for evil and turn it to good. They meant it for evil, God meant it for good. God can take something that's bad and spin it into something good for those who love him. So basically, yeah, let's say you have been a drug addict. Then, yeah, God could use you to basically reach out to another drug addict and say, listen, man, it's not too late for you because if God saved me, God can save you too. Amen? But isn't it stupid to say, well, I just wish I'd been a drug addict so that I could say that? I mean, folks, that's ridiculous. That's absurd. Like, you know, I kind of wish that I had one of these radical testimonies, you know. Folks, I've never wished that I've never wished, like, man, I kind of wish I'd been, you know, on drugs or drunk or fornicating, you know, before I knew better. Just kind of do all that stuff and then I could have this real powerful testimony. Yeah, it sounds kind of prideful, like it's just all about your testimony or something. And look, hey, you obviously God, you know, will bring us across people's paths where our past experiences, you know, we can minister to them because we've gone through the same things. And hey, you've been on drugs, I've been on drugs or whatever. I get that. But imagine the foolishness of going into a teenage youth group and even asking such a stupid question. What do you think's better? And then all the dumb teenagers are like, yeah, I think that's better. She says they're not being taught anything. Let me tell you something. Going out and doing drugs and committing fornication, committing adultery, getting drunk. You know what? You do permanent damage to your life. Permanent damage, folks.